Hi, hello, hi. Welcome to another episode of the I'm Too Sleepy For This podcast. I'm your host, Jude, and today I have no idea what I want to talk about, but I have been wanting to release an episode for a while now, but every time I try to record or write an episode, I just have writer's block. I just cannot think of anything to write regarding any of the topics I want to talk about. Also, I've kind of been putting off recording. Not that I don't enjoy it, but I've just been so, like, more stressed than usual. And yeah, I just could not bring myself to attempt to record and, you know, produce an episode. But I am here today. It's a Thursday. I got to leave work early. So, yeah, I'm just gonna look at, like, my list of ideas and just try to come up with anything that we could talk about, that's something that we could discuss so that you guys enjoy listening to this episode. But I can't find... Okay, I found the list. I have been wanting to do a serious topic for a while now, but again, every time I try to write an episode, I'm just like, I cannot think of anything. Even though, like, I have what I want to say in my head, I just don't know how to translate it well onto paper, and I do need a script so I could remember everything I want to cover, because whenever I make an episode, I want to make sure that I am covering everything I want to talk about, so if I ever happen to re-listen to the episodes, I don't be like, oh my god, no, I wanted to talk about this and I missed out on it, and then I feel like the episode's not important and not worth listening to. And we don't want that. We have to be confident, because I don't know. I'm not a confident person. My confidence. Oh my god. My confidence has been taking a hit. It's been taking a hit all my life. But, like, recently I've just been so not confident in myself. So, yeah. Yeah. I have this really funny topic. But now looking at it, I'm like, why is it here? Like, what could I have possibly written that warrants an entire episode talking about AI K-pop groups who I have beef with, because I just don't understand the concept behind an AI idol group, especially since, like, I think there are like two or three AI K-pop groups, but there's one of them in particular. I'm not going to name names. You figure it out, but they are AI generated. Yet, for some reason, they struggle to dance properly. It just baffles me. It just completely shocks me. Like, they have these idols releasing songs, performing at music shows. But they're AI generated. How can they not be able to dance? Like, you'd think that these AI K-pop idols would outdance the industry, do better than normal human K-pop idols. But for some reason, that is just not the case. But they keep winning awards. And it pisses me off. Like, why are you winning an award? Like, it's an AI-generated K-pop group. Like, who's gonna get the award? So yeah, that's one of the topics I have on this list. What else? You know, I want to talk about work, but I feel like I'm not in the right headspace to give you guys information about work in a way that's not gonna negatively impact your opinion on working. So we're gonna put a pin in that and then come back to it, like, in a few weeks, you know, when I'm in a better headspace to discuss work. But honestly, I'm just going on and on because I just got this burst of energy to record the episode. So yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing, even though I honestly have no idea what I want to say, but kind of just like update on the disappearance. I have not released an episode in almost 2 months, which is something I never wanted to happen, but with everything going on, دخلنا في Ramadan, work is just getting worse and worse, so yeah, the absence, I don't know if it's a valid explanation, but yeah, when I initially planned to start this, I wanted an episode every single week, so hopefully this disappearance does not happen again. That's kind of like my explanation. Who knew that I'd start talking about AI K-pop idols then justify why this episode is like 2 months late. Anyways, if that does not tell you what goes on in my mind right now, I don't know what will, because Minjit, like, no comment. Anyways, it's only been like 5 minutes and I'm like, she's away. What do I say? What do I do? How's you guys's? Oh, that sounded weird. How's you guys's? How is you guys? How's your Ramadan going so far? I hope it's going well. It's been 18 days. Like a few days ago, it's like, oh my god, it's only been 14 days, but now it's been 18 days. So we're getting there. Honestly, this month is late because, you know, I get to work from 9 to 3 every day, and even that has just been torture for me, honestly. No comment. Again, I will make an episode about work when I feel like what I say will not negatively impact anyone's opinion on the workplace, because it's not negative for everyone. Shocking. It's not. Maybe it is. I don't know, but I'm not gonna. We'll see. When I write the episode, we will see. Anyways, but yeah. What else? This is like a filler episode, so like I can get this out there and then next week be like, see, you pushed yourself, you released an episode, you said you wanted to do an episode a week, stick to your word. So this is gonna like motivate me to hopefully come back with a way more better polished, better written, better everything episode, like with me talking about something that's actually interesting, except instead of me just talking about myself and my life, because who wants to hear that? Wait, it's all you guys have been hearing for the past 10 episodes. What else? I really don't know what to talk about. For some insane reason, people at work get the audacity during Ramadan. Is it just something that I noticed? But for some reason, like, okay, yes, people always have the audacity at work, but for Ramadan, the audacity increases. And I'm just like, that's not the point. Like, Ramadan, you're supposed to humanize a bit more, but no. I have to stop talking about work. Anyways, like I said, I got to leave early today because Thursday is work from home day for everybody except, you know, a select few people. Side eye, no comment. Wait, can I keep that in? Is that shady? I don't care. Hopefully, Aslam, by the time. No, I'm gonna stay silent. No, khalas. Stop talking. AI K-pop groups, abolish them. Kill. No, I can't say that on a podcast. I just hope there's no more AI K-pop groups, because there has not come out a group that is, in my opinion, worth standing, like an AI K-pop group. I'd rather not. What else? Oh, recently, this is really nice, but recently I started playing Genshin Impact. I was one of those people that was like, I'd never, like, why would I play Genshin Impact? Like, it seems overhyped. It doesn't seem like something I'd enjoy playing. I was so wrong about misjudging Genshin Impact, because it's such a nice game. You guys, it's such an addictive game as well. Like, once you start playing, it is so difficult for you to be like, khalas, that's it, pause the game, I can continue tomorrow. It is so difficult, to the point where I had to put the iPad down for like a day and force myself to stay away from Genshin Impact, because it's addicting. Like, you just want to keep playing the game, and the creators of the game are absolutely geniuses, because the game is, if you guys, I think everyone at this point has played Genshin Impact, but if you're listening to this and you have not played Genshin Impact, just give it a chance. You will most likely regret it, but listen, worth it. The character, you have to go play it and investigate. My problem with Genshin Impact was the loading screen, because it would take so long to load. But one day I was convinced, I was determined, and I sat down for like 30 minutes waiting for it to load, only to find out my iPad did not have enough space. I had to delete everything off of my iPad because it took up, Genshin Impact is 34 gigabytes on my iPad. So I had to delete a lot of things just so the game would download, and I have not looked back since. I think it's one of the reasons why I have not recorded an episode in a while. Oh my god. Anyways, so there's Genshin Impact, which, new obsession. I've been playing it and it is so slay. Is saying so slay cr- No. No, what is wrong with me? What else? Again, it's 2024, I have not read a single book. I've tried to listen to audiobooks, But wait, I did read a book. Oh my God, I did read a book this year. I did read a book, but I will talk about this book in a future episode because it's a part of the Atlas 6 series. It was the last book in the series. It came out in January. I think I talked about it in the previous episode or the one before that where I was like, I thought the book was coming out in, what did I say, in October? It came out January. I read it, cried, loved it. Anyways, so I do want to make a dedicated review, but I do want to first review the second book and then review the third book, or I might just mix both books, like the second and third book. It's still too early for me to plan and determine that because I have no idea what my next episode is going to be about. Speaking of, I think it's better for me to plan. Like, what I do is I write an episode. Like, I have an idea. I write the episode and I record it. But then, after that's done, I plan for the next episode. And I find that the most productive thing for me to do, even though it's, you know, it hasn't been going, like, this episode, no topic, it's not been going great. But I am a person, for example, I write the next three episodes. Like, next week comes around, you wrote this episode, time to record it. If I'm not in the mood to talk about that topic, I will be like, then I'll go write what I want to talk about. I don't know where I was going with that. Again, I just filler episode, trying to fill time so that I can get myself in the zone to release an episode next week as well. Hopefully, fingers crossed. I don't know. Hopefully next week is going to be a slow week at work because the week after that we have off for Eid. But stop talking. Anyways, yeah, Genshin Impact, new hyperfixation. What else? You know what I love about Ramadan is for some reason, every time Ramadan pulls around, because I don't know how to describe it, but every single time Ramadan pulls around, I have like these new hyperfixations, that things I just obsess over for the duration of Ramadan. And if it lasts past Ramadan, that's how I know and it's real, okay? One, like I said, Genshin Impact. I think I did start playing it before Ramadan. Yeah, I did. I don't know, I'm considering it as a Ramadan hyperfixation, just so I have something to say. Actually, no, it's not. I started playing Genshin in, like, February. Anyways, what else? Formula One. For some reason, I just find myself obsessed with, like, watching videos of these cars racing. I don't know. Is the drama, the action, the anticipation. I love it. So that's another thing that I've been obsessed with recently is just watching Formula One to the point where it was this Sunday. Yeah. This Sunday or last Sunday? No, I think it was this Sunday. Yeah, it was this Sunday because last Sunday I was on vacation for a week. This Sunday, they had the Australian race and it was 7 a.m. our time here. And the day before that, I told my manager, can I extend my vacation till Monday because I'm on the way back from Mecca via car and I just don't think I'm physically able to come to work on Sunday. He was like, okay, Slay. I was like, my time to sleep. But no, best believe I had my alarm set at 6:50 to get up and watch that race. And I did. It was so dramatic. It was so actiony. The anticipation of Max Verstappen's car DNFing and him not being able to complete the race. The drama. And I know for a fact, if I had missed the race, I would wake up and be like, what? Like, I can't believe I actually missed Max Verstappen DNFing for the first time in, 2 years? So I was like, no. I was so happy I woke up and watched the race. And of course, after that, I did go back to sleep and I ended up waking up at like 4:30 in the evening. So yeah, and I went to Mecca last weekend. I took a week off of work because I had carryover days that I had to take. And I was just thoughtful. I honestly wish I took a 2-week vacation, but I'm stupid. And yeah, I went to Mecca last weekend. It was really nice. Okay, 17 minutes in, but I know for a fact when I edit this down because of the noise in the background, it's going to go down to like 10 minutes. And I'm just like, okay, you know. Ooh, I have not talked about this yet. And I don't know if this is the right episode to talk about it, but I will mention it. And yeah, I got my driving license. Let's go. I got my driving license, you guys. And I don't know why I got it because I'm so scared to drive now. I'm actually so scared to drive. But in February, I was like, خلاص, it's time for me to be independent in some sort of way, some way, shape or form. Like I have a job, it's time for me to take myself to work. So I registered for driving classes, I signed myself up for the 30 hours thing, which I regretted because I ended up paying like the price of two kidneys together. I ended up paying the price of that, and I started my lessons and my training. Anyways, yeah, I finished that and I got my license before Ramadan, like literally the week before. And yeah, now it's just sitting in my wallet and I'm so scared to drive. And I was thinking about renting a car before I actually get my own car so that I could practice on the rental car and get the hang of driving on the streets. But I am so scared. Like, it scares me. So we need to work. We need to try to figure out a way to get over that, because it's so scary. And I hate merging. Merging is like my biggest enemy. If the street is empty, best believe I'm going left and right, left, right, center. But if it's a crowded street and you have to merge, I'm just like, no, I can't. It makes me so anxious and so scared. And mushkil, like, you can see it in the mirrors, but my brain, like, because it's so anxious, I'm like, but the car seems so close, but it's actually not. But it looks close, but it's not. So I don't know when to merge. Let's not get into it. But yeah, I have a license. I'm now licensed to drive. Will I be driving anytime soon? Hopefully. I'm planning on renting a car. I've been saying that for a month now, but I will rent a car soon, learn to drive properly without fear, and then get my own car. Idoli, we got this. Yeah, we all got this. Okay. So that was a very nice character development moment, you know. Legally being able to drive. And actually, Ashan, for you to be able to get your license, you have to do a medical exam, which is a blood test and an eye test, so that they can put it on your license, you know, your blood type, and if you need any aids while driving. And I went into that test like confident, like, mm-hmm, yeah, I can see well, you know, I can see properly. I sat down for like 3 seconds. The doctor put like these like binocular type things on my and my eyes, by my eyes, and he told me to look in the center, and you see like this colorful air balloon. 3 seconds. I sat down for 3 seconds, and then he was like, okay. And I was like, okay, you know what. He was like, عندك انحراف, and I was like, no, I don't. He was like, إلا. I was like, no, I can see very clearly, I can see very well. He was like, no, you can't. I was like, yes, I can. He was like, sit down, let me show you. And he made me sit down. There was a chart in front of me. He pointed at a number. He was like, what is this number? I was like, that number? It's a 5. He was like, no. I'm like, it is a 5. Best believe I can see. Then he was like, no, it's not. And I was like, it is. And he was like, okay, fine. Another number. He pointed at the number. I think I said it was like a 4 or a 3 or a 2. And I kept insisting it was the number. So he was like, no. I was like, yes. He was like, no. And then at the end, he put on like these lenses, not lenses, like glasses on my eyes. He pointed at the numbers, and all the numbers he pointed out that I was so confident I got right, I got them wrong. Anyways, I need glasses. I need glasses to be able to drive, especially at night, because he said if you drive at night with astigmatism, the lights can badly affect your sight. And I was like, whatever. And then when I tried driving at night, it's actually true. I could barely see anything clearly because of all the lights. So very fun. I have yet to do the glasses, but I have plans on doing so, because, you know, I do want to be able to see when I'm driving, so I can actually enjoy driving and not be scared, even though I am scared now, but like in the future of not being scared to drive. So those glasses will be made soon, I hope. Oh, that was a story. I hope you guys enjoyed that. What else? That's it, honestly. I don't... What else? Yeah. I think this is a good filler episode, so that I can motivate myself to release another episode next week and the week after that and the week after that, you know. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the I'm Too Sleepy For This podcast. I'm your host, Jude. Bye.